Welcome to Hashtime with Navguzi Chiwanuka. This is a place where we help you unravel social constructs, discuss self-development in line with mental health, emotional well-being, and everything in between that directly or indirectly affects us in the millennial world around us. If you're hearing my voice for the first time and are the kind of person who is not scared of being a better version of yourself, even if it requires you to contradict who you were 24 hours ago, consider this your virtual home. I'm your host, Navguzi Chiwanuka, and I cannot wait to engage with you in the various conversations.
Hi, happy Monday. New week, new you, and new week, new us. If you've been here long enough, right from the beginning or right from 2022, I'm thinking so, you have noticed that I've been exploring a couple of segments to beef up podcast, and they've unfortunately not all been sustainable. I'm very sorry. The first one was Nabu's Journal, where I was reviewing the week, what has been happening, and that became a little taxing on my peace, I think, because some of the things that happened in those particular weeks were just, I don't know what to call it. They didn't make sense to talk about. Like, why are we still telling people to respect each other? These are things we should have learned about, or they should have been taught to us in nursery school. Basic things. These are the marks that were awarded in nursery school. Like, they can share, they're respectful of friends, they put good, they put excellent. But as adults, we're still having these conversations, and I don't know if it is the people that missed out on nursery school that we are struggling with. I just don't know. Or but they failed and they just let them pass. I don't know. So it's just like a week would go by and it'd be like, I'm not going to talk about that. Like, it's so obvious. Some of the things seem so obvious for us to be having a conversation about or advocating for. And you're like, let them do whatever they want. So the very second segment that I tried out was the one with Jagero, Unraveling Life with Jagero. But time became a challenge on us, where I was available, he was busy and things like that. So it just wasn't sustainable. And I just don't know how to deal with the inconsistencies. And then the third segment that I tried was In Your Words. And that was very easy, I believed. I thought that it would be a lot more sustainable because it was dependent on listener letters. There is, for those that do not know, that there is a part where you can share your letters. Please check out the description, the podcast description, where the details are. You can always find the link where you can drop your listener letter or follow our socials, hashtag with Navguzi Chiwanuka on Facebook and Instagram, and on X, we are at HTNK Podcast. Whenever I share a new episode, there is a detail, there is a link, a form where you can drop your letters, your views, or even reviews of the podcast that can be read right here. So I was very sure that In Your Words would be easy because, I mean, yeah, it's just listener letters who react and have a conversation about them. But I felt like it was lacking something. There was something that was not being driven home through the letters. Of course, the conversations are great, but something seemed to be lacking. And I kid you not, I think In Your Words was last year. What was supposed to happen before it was what I'm going to announce today. I think just like the song of, is it, who sang that song? Was it Enrique Iglesias? Iglesias? You can run, you can hide, but you can't escape my love. I've been running away from what I'm going to announce today. And I think it has finally caught up with me, and I think we are going to love the news that is going to come along. So today is Monday, and if you saw the February calendar markings, you'd know that last week, that is Monday, last Monday should have been the very first of our legal segment. Mm-hmm. But I was so engrossed in the preparation for Africa Podcast Day, and I am grateful for how successful it was. I'm grateful for the people that showed up for it. It was a live streaming that you can actually follow up on. We had a couple of guests from Kenya, Uganda-ish, and then also Zimbabwe. So if you're a podcaster and are looking for ways of pushing yourself forward in the industry, make sure you check out the MCR Radio platforms. We were live on Twitter and YouTube. Also, oh my God, when does the news come out? You need to look out for hashtag #InnovGuzichwanuka on Facebook so that you can subscribe, because the podcast officially linked to YouTube. So whatever is updated on the podcast will automatically show up on YouTube. So for the people that have been finding it difficult to understand what podcasting is about, especially when you tell them about #InnovGuzichwanuka, things are going to be easy for them to access us and the conversations. Let them just subscribe to #InnovGuzichwanuka and they'll be seeing every single thing. The details on there are right from the beginning of the podcast. Make sure you follow our socials. That's where we're going to drop the official link of the podcast. Like, the channel itself has a couple of videos, different ones, but then there is a specific link to the podcast tab on YouTube. So let's get back to the conversation over today. For many, it comes as a surprise when they learn that I'm a lawyer. And I've also come to a realization that in my time of practice, I've seen so many legal mistakes, all of which have been handling of the digital spaces or have been at the helm of solving, but have never really come forward in my social media or on the podcast to really, really, really engross in them. And that made me realize or feel like, I think I'm a disservice to you if I'm choosing to hoard legal knowledge, yet some of these things contribute to your ability to move forward in life. I mean, if we are talking about what the podcast commands, this is a place where we unravel social constructs, discuss self-development in line with mental health, and everything in between. But what is self-development without the knowledge of what will help us progress in life in as far as the law prescribes? I noticed that there are a couple of people that are moving forward in as far as registration of companies, purchase of properties, entering real estate explorations, and then marriages, family dealings. There is a lot. There is a lot. And for me to pause as a lawyer, for me to be a lawyer and pause as someone who is creating a platform on which people can move forward with in life with ease, it makes me feel like I think I'm cheating on one end. So yes, we are going to have this segment and I will talk about the common legal mistakes or ignorances, and you will also have your legal questions answered by me or other lawyers I'll bring on board. Remember, make use of the listener letter form. Fill it, ask your questions, and let us have a conversation on them. So what have you always wanted to know in as far as the law is concerned? Ask us. Drop your questions. The listener letter link available. Also, you can share it with your friends in case they have had any challenges that I've shared with you and you have not figured out how to move forward or past them. Give them the link and let us make use of it. I look forward to hearing from you. Welcome to HTNK Legal Monday. And also, do not forget to catch our usual episodes every Wednesday. Goodbye.